What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes.
Yo, I was thinking then I want to do something different, but I say yo quite a lot on the intros to these. Fuck it. We started straight away swearing, aren't we? Sorry, apologies. Anyway, no apologies. This is me, and this is why you're here. Right. Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, the number one podcast and place to be if you're a Type 1 diabetic. Now, before we get started in this one, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, as it really does help me reach and inspire and positively impact more Type 1 diabetics. This is my fucking mission in life. This is why I've been put on this planet. I do genuinely believe that. We all have a mission. Sometimes we find it, sometimes we don't. I'm very blessed to have found mine. So please do leave me a rating and a review. Feel free to screenshot and share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at @Type1_Tom as well. I love it when you guys do that. And reach out and just say, hey, let me know how it's changed you, your biggest takeaways. Like, if you're ever scared about reaching out to me and you've listened to a podcast episode, just message me with your biggest takeaway. I love hearing that, yeah? So this episode, this is going to be, I was just saying to the guys on the live then, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram. Oh, I will say, if you've not got me on YouTube, guys, go and grab me. It's Type 1 Tom, yeah? Anyway, I was just saying to the guys then that this is going to be one of those motivational, inspirational sort of episodes where I get pretty fucking transparent about my life, but also about, I'm going to link it back to like my clients and stuff like that as well. So obviously I've called it the biggest change I see in my most successful clients that isn't a number. Type 1, excuse me, I'm just having a sip of my Pepsi Max Cherry. I fucking love this shit. Now, as Type 1s, and my job as a type 1 helping other type 1s is to help them improve their numbers, right? I help them improve the HbA1c, time in target range, average. But they're just numbers. There's other shit that changes as well from my clients when they do my program. And I wanted to start with a little story, team. I want to start with a little story. And this is about myself. Now, about eight months ago, I wasn't in a good place. And I want to be fully transparent here. You guys, if you got me on Instagram, you probably like see me riding my bike, swimming, running, helping other type 1s. You're probably like, oh, Tom's got a really good life. And I have now, do you know what I mean? I'm very blessed. I'm very fortunate to have a great life. But it's not always been that way. It's not always been that way. And I want to take you back to about 8 months ago. And things weren't great for me about 8 months ago. Like, my business wasn't great. My relationships with others wasn't great. My relationship with myself wasn't great. My blood glucose was good. It's always been good. I've just solidified those habits so much. My fitness, my health was a bit fucking up and down when I could be arsed with it. Yeah. And it was all down to something. And it was down to how I was speaking to myself. Now, this may sound a bit fucking woo-hah and spiritual, but stick with me on this one, because this is the fucking truth, and I'm being honest with you. It's all down to how I was speaking to myself. Now, I kept saying things to myself like, I can't, it won't work, and I was creating problems in my head before I'd even tried stuff, yeah? So say for argument's sake, I was like, right, I want to help more type 1s, want to grow my business. Let's try this. And I'd have this in my head, and then I'd instantly put a roadblock and barrier. Excuse me, that's what Pepsi Max Cherry does to you. I would instantly put a roadblock and barrier in my own way, which would stop me taking action. I wasn't taking action. And this was more apparent. This sounds weird, but stick with me. Like, when I was on my own, so I could be driving, like I could just be on my own, and I'll be honest with you, team, the conversations that we have with ourselves in our own head are the most important ones, because they affect and impact what actually comes to life, our actions and what we do, yeah? And I'd remember, I'd be driving, I'd have a fucking really good idea, and then before I could even start planning it, I'd self-sabotage, I'd say, that wouldn't work, I can't do that. And it's like I'd have this great idea, I'd buzz, and then my stomach would sink because I'd set it on fire before I'd even put it into action. And this is how I was speaking to myself in my head. And this impacted so many things in my life. It impacted my business, my relationships, my health, and my mental health as well. Yeah, this is why it's so important you be aware of the fucking things that you tell yourself. Yeah. Now, like I said, 8 months ago, I wasn't speaking well to myself at all. And this was impacting everything. And there's something else I want to throw in here that I want to make apparent, and I'm a big believer on this. How we do one thing in our life is how we do everything. So you may think something small may not matter, but it does. Yeah. So say like, if you're the sort of person who says you're going to do something and you don't do it, it could be like for us running a basal test, oh, I'll do it, I'll maybe do it tomorrow, and you don't do it. That's probably transparent to a lot of areas of your life. If you're the sort of person who cancels things all the time, you cancel on people, yeah, that's probably transparent to a lot of areas of your life. You might not think that, but this is very true, yeah? How you do one thing in your life is how you do everything. And it all starts with the shit that you say to yourself in your own head. Now, I see this so much in other type 1 diabetics, and this is what holds them back. It's not the fact that they don't understand type 1 diabetes, yeah, obviously that can be a fact, or nutrition and stuff. It's the fact the shit that they keep telling themselves, it's holding them back. I know I've just told you about 8 months ago, I was there. I was holding myself back. I was self-sabotaging. I was my own worst enemy. Guys on the live, if this is making sense, I want a fire emoji. Drop me a fire emoji. So I see this in other type 1 diabetics, and this is what holds them back. Before they've even started to try to, say, improve the blood glucose, improve the health, they put barriers there. Oh, it's not the right time. I'm really busy. I don't think I'll be able to do it. I understand this because this is the similar shit that I kept saying to myself about 8 months ago, and it did hold me back. Yeah? It does hold you back. So you got to be really careful how you're fucking speaking to yourself. Now, this is going to be hard now for you. And this was for me because I had to do this to myself 8 months ago. Yeah. I had to take a long, hard look at myself. How I was treating my business. How I was treating those around me. My relationships with us. My relationships with parents. My relationships with friends, which was literally non-existent. I just thought I didn't need anyone. I had to take a long, hard look at myself and how I was living my life. And I want you to do this right now. This is fucking hard because you're going to have to call yourself out on your own bullshit. Yeah, it's not fucking easy. This fucking broke me down. If you've listened to my episodes, you'll know I went through a severe bout of depression because I thought I was a terrible person and I wasn't a good person. And then I played that story over and over in my head amongst other things. It really fucked me up. So this is hard. When we have to face ourselves fucking face to face and get real and honest with ourselves, it's fucking hard. And I want you to look at how you do things in your life. How do you show up for yourself? What's the sort of stuff that you say to yourself? Yeah? What are the actions that you do or don't take? Can you relate to what I said before when you say you're going to do something and it's a good thought, but you never do it, you self-sabotage? Yeah? So look at how you do things in your life because guaranteed, if you're struggling, say with your blood glucose, with your health, finding a routine, with inspiration, hopefully with inspiration, you're fucking listening to me. But if you're struggling with a certain aspect of your life, chances are it's falling down to how you're talking to yourself. Because I want you to understand that it's not on anyone else, yeah? This was another thing with me 8 months ago as well, I'll be completely transparent. It was everyone else's fault except my own. Let that sink in. It was everyone else's fault except my own. And as soon as someone tried to say something to me, nah, fuck you, I was a victim. And I snapped back in anger. It was everyone else's fault why my business wasn't in a good place. Why I wasn't showing up for myself. Yeah, it was everyone else's fault except my own. I wasn't taking ownership. And you need to get really fucking honest with yourself, because I want you to understand that wherever you're at with your blood glucose right now, wherever you're at with your health, wherever you're at in life, if you ain't happy with that, it's no fucker else's fault. It's down to you. You need to take ownership of that. But the good thing is, if it's your fault and you've driven yourself there in a sense, you can fucking change it. And that's exactly what I did. And if I can do it, you can do it. So I want you to take a look at yourself and the shit that you do in your life and how you're speaking to yourself and get really fucking honest with yourself. Yeah. Now, as I said, this is the biggest change that isn't numbers that I see with my clients. And I'll give you an example. In my Facebook coaching group, we have a daily accountability post. And my clients screenshot their blood glucose numbers and they post it every single day for coaching purposes, so we can see, help them out, see if they're doing good, see if they're struggling. Now, when someone comes into my program, I've had people come in before and they've screenshotted, let's say, a not great day with the blood glucose levels. And they've said on that post, this is shit, but I'm posting, but this is shit. It's not great, yada, yada. And a few weeks into the program, and even towards the end of the program, when they have similar, because we're always going to have bastard diabetes days. I want to make that apparent. Even as a coach, I don't take that away from you. I just make the amazing days more frequent than the bastard diabetes days. But after going through my program and us working together, they might have a bastard diabetes day where their levels aren't that great. They'll post it and they'll say, you know what? This happened today, but it taught me this, and it taught me this, and next time I'm going to do this. They've changed how they're speaking to themselves. They're no longer saying, I'm shit, this isn't good, yada, yada. They're saying, right, this happened, but I know it's because of this. And they're analytic about it. And they've changed how they're speaking to themselves. Yeah. And this changes not just how you manage and how my clients manage their diabetes. It also starts to impact their relationships with other people. It'll impact their health, their food choices that they make, whether they're going to get off their arse and go out for a walk. Because of how they're speaking to themselves, this is something that is a lot bigger than numbers, team. A lot bigger than numbers, yeah? Because I'll be honest with you, if you're not speaking kindly to yourself and you're always creating issues or playing a victim or not believing in yourself, it doesn't matter if you know so much about diabetes. It doesn't matter that you know how to work out, you know how to eat well. Yeah, you know how to be a good person. If you're not speaking kindly to yourself, you will self-sabotage along the way because you don't believe truly that you deserve it. Fucking trust me on that one. Trust me. So this is the biggest change that I see with my clients when they come in. We're taking the numbers out of the equation. Yes, they achieve great numbers, but we're taking that out of the equation. It's how they start to speak to themselves and how they show up for themselves. And that's fucking incredible to see. They might have a real bad day, but they're like, hey, you know what, Tom? It's happened. I've learned this from it. Whereas in the past, they'd be like, this is fucking shit. Diabetes is shit. I can't do this. Yaddy, yaddy. And I still see that amongst a lot of type 1s. And that's something that's majorly going to hold you back. Yeah? Now, I want to give you a few changes you can make to how you speak to yourself that my clients have made and that I made myself, yeah? Here we go, here's a few things. So instead of saying this is shit, this could be blood glucose, this could be something you don't want to do, yeah? Instead of saying this is shit, say, what's this teaching me? Bad day, bastard diabetes day, what's this teaching me? Instead of saying I can't do this, this is a fucking big one. This is a fucking big one because I was like, oh, I can't really do that. Do you know what I mean? I can't really do that. It might be like creating a training, doing something to grow my business, doing something to help more type ones. No, I can't really do that. I could, but I was like, oh, I can't really do that. Instead of saying, I can't do this, say to yourself, how can I learn? Guys, you can learn fucking anything. You can learn anything in life. The end of last year, I taught myself how to DJ. I know it's only a small thing, but I was always like, right, I love music, I love house, I love tech. I want to know how to DJ. I got a course, I watched YouTube videos, I taught myself. Yeah? Instead of me saying, I'd love to do it, but I can't do it. Well, I couldn't at the time, but I fucking learned. You can learn to do anything, yeah? Instead of saying, I'll do it tomorrow, this is a big one. Diet starts Monday. Fuck off. Fuck off with your diet starts Monday. I'll run the basal test tomorrow. I'll test my insulin carb ratio tomorrow. I'll go and watch this video tomorrow. Do it now. Do it now. Yeah, success likes action. And that's another thing that I see with my most successful clients. They fucking do it now. They take action. They implement straight away. Yeah, and I always say this to you guys who listen to this podcast. You could be one of these and you're saying, oh, this is great, Tom. This is amazing. Yeah, awesome. Love it. Love that you're getting that from it. But I love it even more if you go and fucking implement what I tell you. Yeah, so instead of saying I'll do it tomorrow, fucking do it now. I don't understand. This is a big one. I don't understand how insulin works. I don't understand how diabetes works. I don't understand about pre-bolusing. I don't understand how protein and carbs, or protein and fat impact my glucose levels. I don't understand. Hang on a minute. Say, how can I find out? Not I don't understand. How can I find out? That's a big one. This is another one. What if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't work? Right, here we go. I'm going to shut this curtain because we're getting some sunlight in now. Now we're in the blue room. I wanted to say something about fucking 50 Shades then, but we won't go into that on there. That'd be a bit wrong. Hey, this is an inspirational, motivational podcast. It's not about that shit. Right, anyway, moving on. This is a big one. What if it doesn't work? Right. Before, I've been coaching just type ones for about 3 years now. Yeah, before that, I was just coaching people for fat loss, transformations, that sort of shit. And people always said to me, mate, Tom, you're a type one. Like, I'm a business mentor and that. Why don't you just fucking create a program for type ones? And I was like, oh, yeah, but what if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't work? And I kept saying that for years and years. What if it doesn't work? Am I good enough? It's how we're speaking to myself again, yeah? What if it doesn't work? Look what I've done now. And I will fucking sing and dance around this from the fucking treetops because I have helped so many type 1s, 22 type 1s this year, actually, as I keep saying, achieve a HbA1c of 6.5% or below. Yeah, I have changed lives of over, I think I've worked with over 300 type 1s now, changing their lives in some way, shape or form. But that wouldn't have happened if I kept saying, what if it doesn't work? What if I create this program and what if I just only go to coaching type ones? What if it doesn't work? I won't be where I am today. You wouldn't be here listening to me. You wouldn't be here watching me, you guys, if I kept that mindset of what if it doesn't work. And instead, ask yourself this, what if it does? What if it does? Yeah? But if it doesn't, what did you learn? I had so many failed attempts. So many failed attempts at trying to find out my fucking purpose and who I wanted to coach and stuff. So many failed attempts. And you know what? Shit's never just a straight line. You might be running tests, basal rate tests and stuff. You might have so many not really failed attempts because it's going to teach you something, but so many attempts it doesn't go the way that you want it. Yeah? And if this goes beyond diabetes now, if you set out to do something and the outcome isn't what you wanted, it's definitely fucking taught you something. So keep that in mind. And another one. This is the one I'm going to finish with now because I hear this a lot from other type ones. Yeah? We ready for this one? This is frustrating. No shit, Sherlock. Type 1 diabetes is a very frustrating condition. Very frustrating condition. But you know what? Through frustration, we grow. Through adversity, through things that are hard, through challenges, we grow as people. If that shit hadn't have happened to me 8 months ago, I wouldn't be able to be here today delivering this to you guys because I wouldn't fucking know it. So instead of saying something's frustrating, how about switch it and say, this will make me grow? Yeah? Know those days, those bastard diabetes days when blood glucose levels are all over the place and it is frustrating, right? I know, I'm with you, I get it. But just say, hey, this is going to make me grow. Spoke about a few episodes ago, building a callous mind, like fucking tough skin for your mind, that only gets there from lessons, frustration, hard times, And as type 1s, we go through more fucking difficult times than non-type 1s and other people, right? And just think, instead of saying something's frustrating, this will make me grow. I truly believe this. I truly believe this is a type 1 diabetic, that you have two options. The first one is you let it fucking dig you into the ground and it will fucking take your life and your soul if you let it. The second one, you use that to become a strong, resilient bastard and live the best life possible that you can live. Yeah? Because you've got every reason to look after yourself. Every fucking reason. More than someone without the condition. So when shit gets frustrating, welcome it and say, hey, this will make me grow. Just a few ways that you change how you speak to yourself and the shit that you... when you have those conversations with yourself, you might think I'm fucking cracking up here, and I probably am at times, but this is true. You know what I'm saying. We have conversations with ourselves when no one else is around, when we're driving, when we're walking, when it's quiet. Be careful of those conversations. You know one of the best conversations that I have with myself? You know what I'm doing when I'm having one of the best... No, don't fucking even start trying to turn it around like that, eh? Do you know what I'm doing when I'm having one of the best conversations that I have with myself? Running. When I'm running, it's like I'm having this... Because I don't fucking really like running, I'll be honest with you. It's like I'm having this conversation with myself when I'm running, and it's like, oh, this hurts a bit. Just stop. Just do 5 more minutes. Just do another mile. Just do this. And I'm having this conversation with myself. And then one side of me is like, oh, it'll be all right. Tell me you've done long enough. Just stop now. And the other like, no, fucking carry on, mate. Keep fucking going. And it's this mental battle. And that's why I love running so much. Because it's such a mental battle that you want to stop when it starts to get tough. But you keep going. And that's one of the greatest conversations that I have with myself. And that builds fucking mental toughness and mental resilience. Yeah. So guys, I want to say a quick recap, yeah? The biggest change that I see in my most successful clients that isn't a number is how they speak to themselves, how they view bastard diabetes days, how they now speak to themselves kindly. They show up for themselves, therefore they can show up for their friends, for their families, for their partners. And that's how they're able to come to me and say, Tom, you changed my life. Not just, it goes deeper than numbers, yeah? And you've got a few things there, the most common things that I hear from other type ones, like I said, flipping it around. This is shit. What's this teaching me? I can't do this. How can I learn? I don't understand. How can I find out? What if it doesn't work? What if it does? But what if it doesn't? What did you fucking learn? This is frustrating. This will make me grow. Team, that is it. I hope you got value from this episode. If you did, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, as it really does help me reach more type ones and positively impact our community, as I said at the start. Feel free to screenshot and share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at type1_Tom. I want to say thank you. I hope you did get, well, I know you would have got value from this, as you do with quite a lot of mine, my podcast episodes. But I want to say thank you for lending me your eyes, you guys watching on the live, and your ears, and listening to me, and also supporting my content as well. You guys are a big part of where I am today and how I'm able to change other type 1 diabetics' lives, so I really do appreciate you. As much as you appreciate me showing up, providing content, I appreciate you, because without you guys, I wouldn't be who I am. So thank you very much. I'm going to leave it on that. I hope you have a very amazing, I was going to say blessed, amazing, fucking great, fire, we love it, day. Wherever you are in the world, thank you. I appreciate you. Until the next episode, team, peace.